This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how we can't beat God giving. This week, I've been thinking about Hannah's story, and we know that Hannah was a barren woman who had been praying to God for years to bless her with a child. Hannah even made a vow to God that if he blessed her with a son, she would give him back to God to be dedicated as a servant of God, and he would grow up in the house of the priest Eli. So God blessed Hannah with a son, and as soon as he was weaned, Hannah followed through on her vow and brought the child to the tabernacle to leave with the priest. What I also notice is that in addition to sacrificing her son, Hannah brought a young bull to also sacrifice to the Lord. And sometimes we are so grateful for what God has done for us that we want to go above and beyond to express our gratitude to him because we want him to know we know it was him. But there's one thing that I've realized is that we can't beat God giving because as soon as we go above and beyond for him, he does it even more so for us. Hannah's first son, Samuel, would become the first prophet of Israel, and God would bless her with not one more child, but six more children. So today, go above and beyond for God by lifting someone else's spirit who needs to be reminded of God's goodness. And as you do so, cling to these words. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. Isaiah 65:24. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, don't even try it. You can't beat God giving.